Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
We have breaking news, the most important you're going to hear all day. No one knows anything. Nobody knows anything. We have nothing of concrete information. I mean, here's what. An hour ago, Inglewood was off the table. 5 minutes ago, it's the clubhouse leader in the barn. This is such a, everyone's trying to get the information first, that getting it right almost seems secondary. And we're just going to sit here and react to a day where, by the end of our show, and this is not overly dramatic, this is the way things are looking like they might play out, by the end of this show, in the next 4 hours, the Raiders could be on the way to L.A. That is not me overhyping this situation. This situation is real. This vote is real. And it turns out that Mark Davis might not be that crazy after all, because he tied himself to the one owner that seemingly is coming to L.A. Dean Spanos is the preferred guy in the room. Most people don't like Stan Kroenke. Everybody likes Dean Spanos. Nobody even thinks about Mark Davis. Think of all three of these teams as straws that you're drawing out of your hand. The only way the straw that says Oakland Raiders comes out of that hand is if it's stuck to one of the other two straws. And I think Mark Davis knew there's no way his straw is getting pulled unless it's connected to someone else's. Will that connection survive this voting process? That's basically what we're looking at here. Inglewood apparently has the better land and location, but comes with Stan Kroenke, who apparently has as many detractors as he does friends in the room. Carson has the better stadium idea and has been more cooperative with the easier to work alongside with Dean Spanos and Bob Iger, who NFL owners love. And I guarantee you today that when Bob Iger got up after Kroenke made his presentation, behind his mustache and his unlikability, it looks like a, who is that guy? Gianna, maybe you remember. Who is the guy who had the crazy, like, afro glasses and the push broom mustache who did movie reviews?
Oh.
He was like yes, a bonker movie review guy. That's what Stan Kroenke basically looks like. Text line, help me out there. Somebody. It's not Roger Ebert. I mean, there aren't a lot of famous movie review guys.
Gene Shalit?
Gene Shalit, you nailed it. Thank you. Was that you or Google?
Me.
Thank you. You're genius. Gene Shalit. He basically looks like an unlikable Gene Shalit, does Stan Kroenke. And then you got Bob Iger, who's like, hooray for Hollywood. And do you like the success of Disney? I got a lot of rich friends and big ideas and limousines and money. He had a good presentation. Rumor is that Kroenke has already threatened to sue for collusion if his way isn't given to him. How you can sue a group that you're in for colluding against you is something that I'm going to need a lawyer to explain to me. And maybe Mark Davis really is, in some crazy way, smart enough to just keep his head down and let the dust settle. And if he doesn't complain too much, he'll either get the prize that is L.A. Or maybe get taken care of if he isn't invited to L.A. back home in Oakland. And that's obviously the scenario that I'm rooting for, that this station is rooting for, that so many of our listeners and so many Raiders fans listening are rooting for. I know that there is a percentage of you that doesn't that the Raiders are a team that you root for, and it's a television show you watch, and you don't care if that show is filmed in Oakland or LA. It didn't matter to you before. It's not going to matter to you again. That is a small percentage of Raider fans. I think here, especially in, you want to know the one thing that us sophisticated Northern Californians share with the most redneck, toothless, backwards banjo player from the South? It's that provincial territory. I mean, people are very provincial up here. Very provincial. You know, if you're not in the club, you're not in the club. If you're not from here, you're not from here. I'm from here. Are you from here? You're not from here. You're not as equal to me then. I mean, I hear that all the time. So, this is obviously a very big day, or absolutely nothing happens by 7 o'clock tonight and we're back doing it all again tomorrow. And at the end of tomorrow, there could still be no consensus. And one of the stories that I have here in my hand, I mean, I got a lot of different stories that say a lot of different things here in my hand today. I could read you one story that makes you think the Raiders are safe. I could read you another story that makes you think the Raiders are going to have Mayflower moving trucks pulling up to the Coliseum and taking them to L.A. by Friday. So it really depends on who wrote it, what argument they want to make, and, you know, where they want to stack their chips, betting that they're going to be the ones that are right. I got a story here right now, per a source with knowledge of the dynamics of the situation. Oh, that sounds conclusive. That sounds like an insider. A source with knowledge of the dynamics of the situation said the Chargers could resist a forced marriage with the Rams in Inglewood by employing 9 votes to block the proposed Ram-Chargers partnership there if that's the way this thing ends up going down. And they could essentially delay relocation for another year, get served humble pie, go back and play in San Diego again. Everybody go, Kroenke, you go back to St. Louis. Good luck.
Yeah.
Have fun there. We're going to go back, even though we burnt the bridge out of San Diego. We're going to go back there. And the Raiders, who, even though it's been maddening, Mark Davis has been straddling this fence, playing both sides of it. Maybe that was the right play. Maybe that was the right play. I don't know. This is just crazy. Anthony, Redwood City, first call of the afternoon. How are you, Anthony?
I'm a little worried. I'm a diehard Raider. I've stuck through 13 bad seasons just to see them leave when they get good.
Yeah, I think you should be a little bit worried here. You know, I mean, The thing is the story changes not by the day, not by the week. The story's changing by the tweet right now. I mean, it really is. This thing is
impossible to follow.
It's impossible. Thank you. Thank you for the call. It really is impossible to follow, because once you think you have what looks to be your clubhouse leader, somebody eagles a par 5, which is called an albatross, by the way. And now all of a sudden, everything you thought was absolutely concrete is quicksand, and the situation changes. A guy who's on top of the situation for NFL Network is Ian Rappaport. He's going to join me next. We've got Scott Reed coming up at 3:45. Our friends, Tony Bruno and Harrison Barnes, our typical Tuesday guests, they're going to join us today at 4 and 5:30 respectively. Mike Sando is going to be here at 6 o'clock. And we will have a Tuesday trifecta at 6:30 if we have no immediate breaking news that we have to be paying more attention to than just a fun little radio segment would allow. So the Tuesday trifecta has to be approved by a vote of 24 NFL owners to actually happen this afternoon. We'll see if it does. Hopefully you plan on staying around to see whether or not we're talking relocation or having fun around 6:30 with the trifecta. Coming up next, though, it's Ian Rappaport. We're going to try and make the very latest of what's going on here with the relocation sensation that's going on down in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Damon Bruce Show.
Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
An incredibly fluid situation this afternoon. This relocation story is certainly developing. And for the latest, we go to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. You follow him on Twitter at Rapsheet. Thank you so much, Ian. It's a crazy afternoon. What's the latest you've heard?
Well, right now inside the room, the owners, and it's only the owners, they kicked everyone else out, are debating, really what seems now the two best options, which are the Carson Project, which would be Raiders and Chargers together, and then, an Inglewood situation compromise, which would be the Rams and the Chargers. So any scenario would involve the Chargers moving to Los Angeles, and, there's a lot of logistics and political battling that's going on right now and trying to figure it out. So they're behind closed doors doing it.
Supposedly, everyone hears or everyone is supposed to know that Stan Kroenke and Dean Spanos aren't exactly the best of business friends. So who's voting for that if they're looking for a smooth transition?
Yeah, I have not gotten the impression that they're not business friends. I'm not sure if there really is a relationship, honestly. Now they're, of course, it's a business decision, and everything relates to business and money and what's best for the franchise and the NFL. And I have not heard anything to say that if that was the best option, I haven't heard that either owner wouldn't go with it. So I think they could make it work. And, if that happened, it would be a contract and they would abide by it.
Has Kroenke threatened a collusion lawsuit? And how can a group that you're a part of collude against you?
I have not heard that. That wouldn't make sense to me if he did. I don't know. I've certainly not heard anything about him threatening anyone inside the room. No.
I appreciate you just being honest with us. Obviously, there's a lot of information. I'm sure some of it coming across Twitter might be less than 100% accurate. But
yeah, I think that's possible, yes.
The accuracy of Ian Rappaport goes without saying. That's why he works for NFL Network, and it's why he's on the Damon Bruce Show right now. Was Mark Davis whip smart to attach himself to Dean Spanos, who we knew had the golden ticket?
Yeah, and actually, it's funny that the Raiders get criticized a lot, but in the end of this, Mark Davis may have played this better than anyone. Because first of all, I think while people on the outside have talked about different options, like he has told me very specifically, it's either LA or Oakland, and he wants to stay in Oakland. So regardless of what happens at the end of all this, we know that Mark Davis wants to keep the Raiders in Oakland. And there is absolutely a scenario where the Chargers and Rams go to L.A. and the league makes sure that the Raiders are going to have a new home in Oakland. And there's a $500 million funding gap, as you guys know. And the relocation fees are $550 million per team. So they could more than cover the funding gap. I think at the end of this, Mark Davis could end up as the conquering hero who kept the Raiders in Oakland.
Wow. through fault or admission of his own, it wouldn't even matter.
And not only that, by the way, and he could be a sort of a darling in the eyes of the league, because if he bows out gracefully and allows a Rams and Chargers tandem to go to L.A., then he's actually kind of doing everyone a favor, too, which you guys know, like, his father was never in the position to help out the league or be the good guy.
Right. It could be a huge shift of momentum for the Davis family's reputation among NFL owners. Maybe Mark's smart enough to do that. With the L.A. Relocation Committee voting 5-1 on the Carson Project, I'm guessing Bob Iger just got up there and blew the room away.
Well, I'm not even sure about the 5-1 vote. I have not heard that. I know there's some reporting on it, but I have not personally confirmed that. And what I was told on the actual recommendation is there's a lot more to it than that. And that's kind of the problem is, everyone's sort of in the room and probably texting quickly, and I think some of the information has not always been 100%. But, it definitely is true that the L.A. committee was leaning Carson the whole way. So I'm not sure any presentation today would have altered that.
How about that guy who tweets as close to your name as possible? Like he slips an extra P into Rap Sheet and people take what he tweets as your breaking news left and right. Is that kind of ultimately flattering and the proof that you've made it in life?
I don't know about that, but my fake Twitter accounts are out in full force. I got a frantic text from one of my people on our news desk last night asking me about Lane Kiffin interviewing for the Tennessee Titans, and how crazy is that? And I'm like, what in God's name are you talking about? It turns out that one of my fakes was all over it. So the rap sheet fake Twitter accounts are, I think at this point, undefeated.
There you go. Just put the fire emoji on all of it. We've got the real Ian Rappaport here on 95.7 The Game. Obviously, this stadium situation now, it's so fluid. We have no reason but to pay close attention to it until we have a verdict. Do you think we're going to get a verdict by end of business today? Does this feel more like tomorrow to you?
I don't know. I think today, but it's also unbelievably and insanely complicated where there's a lot, like, and from what I understand, Dean Spanos and Stan Kroenke had not really talked about any of this beforehand. So if there is going to be a partnership, then they would have to work out a lot of things. So it could be today. Last night I was told by a league official that that's a really good possibility, but I just don't know inside the room how quickly they're moving.
Finally, we'll wrap up with this. Ultimately, murkier prospects, moving your franchise to L.A. or just trying to interview Hugh Jackson?
It seems interviewing Hugh Jackson has proved to be a difficult task. Now, you know, I do know that it certainly seems at this point that the Niners are sort of moving a little bit away from him, it seems, as they're set to talk to Coughlin tonight. You know, the Giants are trying like crazy to interview Hugh. We'll see if they actually make it happen. He's a pretty popular man right now, I know that.
It's amazing that he went from number one on their list to number one off their list. It's very odd. What about the NFL?
But I think what happens is when you really find out about, you know, it's like they say for players, you find out who they are when the lights come on. You find out what you really, really, really think of a candidate. You have to make a decision. And the fact that the Niners didn't jump in there and make sure he didn't get away makes me personally think they weren't 100% sold.
All right. Ian, such a busy day. Thanks so much for giving us a little time on a wild afternoon of news.
Thank you, guys.
Ian Rappaport, 95.7 The Game. While we were talking with Ian, Jason Cole just tweeted, the L.A. committee is meeting with the Chargers, Rams, and the Raiders to reach a settlement. Someone else just said that these owners are impatient. They want this done today. Cole goes on to say the Chargers and Raiders will be asked to break their contract, which now might mean the Chargers and Rams are going to be forced to be business partners in Inglewood, and the Raiders really are left without a place to go, which means they're not going anywhere, which would be the best for everyone up here. So, to say that this is an incredibly fluid situation is almost a disrespect to fluid situations. We are trying to get this right. We are not going to try and get this first. We want to get this right before we tell you anything conclusively. There will be people tripping over themselves and maybe even the right and wrong information trying to get this first. We want to get it right for you, and hopefully you appreciate that. So the deal is we are sitting, waiting, watching. In about a half an hour from now, we will talk to Scott Reed from the Orange County Register. He has been on this story about relocation as good as anyone. And we'll have the very latest from him this hour. Our buddy Tony Bruno at 4 o'clock to help you through a stressful afternoon with a laugh or two, I hope. That's all coming up. We got ourselves a relocation sensation dominating the news today. Last night, by the way, the Warriors won their 36th straight game at home. We'll get to that a little bit later on with Harrison Barnes. And how about that national title game? Looks like the ratings weren't gangbuster ratings. Blockbuster ratings. But that was a hell of a game. Onside kick from Alabama. Special teams, big return. Alabama's tight end, O.J. Howard. That guy is the size of a refrigerator, and he runs like an antelope. I mean, that guy's got NFL written all over him. Lane Kiffin's reputation as a coach reborn. And, oh, by the way, that Nick Saban guy, he seems to figure this thing out. He's pretty good at it, too. We got a lot for you today. Stay tuned. So much going on. This is the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
So, we're going to be talking with you today. We're going to be talking with our guest that we've got coming on today. And I really don't want this entire show to be us reading a Twitter timeline to you. But that's part of what we're doing today with this story developing right underneath our feet. Judy Batista, who works for the NFL Network, tweeted that there's strong opposition to the Raiders and LA owners. This is the thing that my guy gave me months ago, that the real power players just do not want the Raider brand. Even if the Raider brand is popular in LA, they don't want what comes along with the Raider brand down there. Okay, good. Okay, great, because we would love to see the Raider brand stay right where it is. The Raider brand truly is best served right where it is in Oakland. Ian Rappaport says, if the Raiders do bow out of this, the NFL will help them, and he tweets, find a hole in Oakland. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that's a typo. He meant find a home in Oakland. Hole in Oakland is now my favorite typo of the day, a day that is filled with many typos. Let's see. David Hunn says the Committee on the Los Angeles Opportunities right now are meeting with Mark Davis and Dean Spanos. Charles Robinson goes further down the road saying that part of the story is the Raiders are about to get a big-ass check cut to them to break up with the Chargers. Basically, if Mark Davis will take a buyout to walk away, what's the buyout? Where's the money come from? And if he does, the NFL will owe him a favor. I think it's safe to say that the NFL has not owed the Oakland Raiders a favor.
No.
Ever. If they had, I mean, obviously it wasn't in effect during the Tuck rule.
So would this force the Chargers to work with the Rams then?
It looks like that's what's being said. It looks like they're basically saying Rams and Chargers are our best bets. Rams and Chargers collectively are the two franchises with the most support. Now we got to figure out a way to get you two kids married and have the Raiders exit stage left gracefully.
Right.
Sam Farmer from the LA Times just tweeted that Roger Goodell is discussing a new proposal with the owners, and the next vote, they've already had one vote today, and Rams plus question mark.
To be decided.
And Inglewood already got like 20 votes.
20 to 12.
With people abstaining. I think it's actually 20 to 8 and then 4 abstentions. But I don't even know. Who the hell's abstaining? Vote, everybody. Let's get this done. But a second vote could be coming very, very soon. Let's see. Some people are already looking at this and trying to take it, you know, steps further down the road than what's really happening. Brian Fisher, by the way, is a national college football columnist at the Bleacher Report, says the Raiders won't get L.A., but will eventually get more NFL money plus phantom leverage of St. Louis and still San Antonio to push for a new stadium in Oakland. So they still can dangle the possibility of relocation to hopefully get Oakland to start working on this solution a little bit more crisply than it has, say, over the last decade. This is Bill in San Jose. Bill, thank you for the call. What do you got?
Well, I got, the Warriors are supposed to be leaving the arena.
Yep.
When they leave, knock that down and knock the Coliseum down where the A's and the Raiders play. Let the Raiders play in Santa Clara for a year or two.
I love the here's my ideas, but there's a lot of reality and legal agreements in the way of your ideas, so we're just going to say thank you for the call, Bill. Because the A's have, what, a 10-year lease now to play baseball at the Coliseum?
Yes.
That's super. Glad that they're locking that down for another decade. Way to go, Oakland. A's. Best case scenario is the A's stop crying poor and build themselves a boutique stadium somewhere in downtown Oakland, which should have happened a long time ago. And the Raiders either get to refurbish the Coliseum the way they want or build their own boutique NFL stadium. There needs to be multiple divorces. There needs to be a divorce between the Raiders and Chargers on this Carson project. There needs to be a divorce with the A's and the Coliseum. The A's got to get the hell out of the way. That's really what is holding up this thing. Mark Davis wants to build in the footprint of the Coliseum because it's close to the BART station, the 10-year agreement that the A's have is never going to allow that to happen. By the way, you want a little bit of a relocation sensation anniversary date? Today, in 1993, a guy named Peter McGowan bought the San Francisco Giants from another cat named Bob Lurie. And that's why you're not rooting for the St. Petersburg Giants right now. And you have AT&T Park, which is the single greatest stadium built in my lifetime.
That worked out pretty well.
Not bad, right? Not bad at all. Have they won anything lately? Let me check. Oh, yes, they have. So on a day where we're talking about how, you know, a team might be leaving Northern California, ask the Giants if they're happy that they stayed in Northern California. Anyone want to check in with Larry Bear to see how that ended up turning out for them? Stay in Oakland. I don't care how. Jason Cole was on with Papa and Lund earlier today, and he was talking about how the owners may not want the Raiders in L.A.
Number one, they don't think that they have the financial wherewithal to succeed in Los Angeles. But an unsaid one is they don't want a recreation of the Los Angeles Raiders from, you know, the 80s to the 90s, where you had the image of fights in the stands and, you know, just that's not what they want in Los Angeles. They don't want that negative. And I know, look, I absolutely 100% know that that's stereotyping. I'm not agreeing with it. I'm just explaining to you that that's the undercurrent that's out there. They don't want a repeat of the Raiders in Los Angeles from the 80s and 90s.
There you go. I doubt very many owners thought the movie Straight Outta Compton was a charming little tale about a neighborhood. And they don't want to avoid that imagery. Fair or not, racist or not, do you think that, first of all, there's so many billions of dollars tucked in their ears, you can't even scream racism at them. They wouldn't hear it. So forget about that. Don't be offended by anything, because facts are facts and perception is reality quite often throughout life. Who would have ever thought your gangster image, which backfires on you quite often, might be one of the things that helps save you in this case?
No doubt.
Now, Damon, quickly, we keep hearing that owners are getting impatient. They want a deal done. Do you think that hurts or helps the Raiders in staying in Oakland?
I think it helps. I think it helps.
They seem to be the furthest behind.
If it looks like they, yeah, right. If we have a situation where it's, we need you two kids, you Chargers and you Rams, to figure out a way to play nice, and they want to get that done today, that ices out the Raiders, which is good for up here. And for the first time in maybe the history of the franchise, or at least since Al originally started the Raider NFL kerfuffle, I love that word, by the way. Kerfuffle. Use that at home today. Use it. Just try it. The kerfuffle has been going on for so long that Mark Davis, I think, gets the fact that if he just plays nice here, for the first time in a long time, the Raiders' name won't be mud among NFL ownership. And they might help you. The NFL doesn't help the Raiders do anything. The NFL has been basically looking at the Raiders saying, you know what, sink or swim on your own. We're not even going to throw you a life jacket.
is this fair to the city of St. Louis, which, unlike the city of Oakland, got all of its ducks in a row to come together with a proposal, but still isn't getting big money from the NFL to save the situation? Well, I guess that's the difference between Stan Kroenke going scorched earth on his way out and Mark Davis, even though it drove us nuts. There, I guess there was quite a little bit of strategy for him to play both sides of the fence. You know, keeping your own counsel. Not telling everyone all the time what you think. Telling people what they want to hear, but not sharing your true intentions. It drives me nuts, but it has put Mark Davis in a halfway decent situation. Unless, of course, his plan really was, I want L.A., in which case, he did not get that.
Right.
Well, here we go. As of right now, it doesn't look like he's getting that. Lamont is in Oakland. What's going on? How are you?
Good. Thanks, Damon, for taking my call. Real briefly, I know I'm probably going to repeat some stuff that's already been said today. This is giving the city of Oakland some light, I think. But I also think that I hope the powers that be are listening to all that's taking place today, and I hope they're starting to scramble and put together something concrete. I can't understand. I know the city of Oakland is strapped for cash, just like most cities are. But whatever happened to those days when cities would put together something on the back end? Well, hey, we'll take parking. We'll take put taxes on the concessions or hotel tax. I haven't heard of the city of Oakland doing any of that type of stuff.
Right. I need a consensus builder who, without taxing the good people of Oakland, can still come up with a way to fund this very expensive project and make all the rich players happy that they're holding these cards, if not instantly, down the road.
Right. Exactly. And then again, you know, most of the people, and I don't know if this is a fact, but a lot of the people that come to the Raider games aren't necessarily from the city of Oakland. They come from as far as Fresno and even L.A., obviously. So I understand where the city is coming from, where why should the city of Oakland as a whole be taxed if you have Niner fans in the city of Oakland? I get it, but I'm not a politician, so maybe I don't get it.
No, look, I appreciate it, and I don't want to get into tax code and responsible municipal spending. That's really not what we're here about. We're about careless municipal spending as long as the Raiders are saved. But here's the reality. Oakland is a cash-strapped city, but NFL owners are not supposed to be cash-strapped people. Unfortunately, Mark Davis is the least wealthy among the NFL ownership group, and he needs a little help since he isn't willing to bring in a primary team investor. Hopefully, this negotiation will lead to a dollar amount that provides the help to bridge the gap that the tax money will not be bridging. And oh, by the way, I mean, can't they just find a couple people who want to invest as a stadium builder? Like, look, I don't want a cut of your team. You keep the team. I want a cut of the stadium. You keep the money when the Raiders are playing. And I want a little money when Tay-Tay comes to do her next world tour and is like, who the hell would play all the way down at Levi's when you can stay in a San Francisco hotel and take BART to your own concert? We got some interesting stuff. Interesting stuff happening, and Scott Reed, who writes for the Orange County Register, has been all over the story for a really long time. We'll get the very latest from him. That's next, and more of your calls. Our buddy Tony Bruno coming up. Much going on this afternoon here on the Damon Bruce Show.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
What a day. What a day. Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show. It's good to have you on this afternoon. Scott Reed writes for the Orange County Register, and on a very busy day. And Scott, I totally understand. If both doors swing open and you got to hang up on me and chase 32 NFL owners around, you go ahead and you do that. Just call us back after you talk to them, okay? How are you, man?
Good. I think something's up because the limos and the Cadillac Escalade SUVs are lining up out in the parking lot, so we could be close.
What is the feeling that you're getting? Take us down there. Take us to the scene. Tell us about it.
Okay, so basically there was one round of voting. They voted on two proposals. One was for the Rams and Chargers to go to Inglewood. The other was for the original Carson proposal for the Chargers and Raiders to go to Carson. And you need 24 votes to get approved for relocation. On the first vote, the Rams, Chargers, Inglewood proposal got 20 votes. So then they broke off. The teams met individually with the six-owner Los Angeles committee, and right now Goodell is presenting the latest proposal to the owners for a vote, and the three teams involved are outside the room.
It really looks like this is going to happen this afternoon, if not in the hour. Are you getting that sense that these owners want this done today?
Yeah, they want it done. One of the limos down there waiting to pull out to the airport is Kroenke's limo, so I think we're close.
Scott Reed, Orange County Register, taking us right to the welcoming mat outside of the owners' meeting. Is the Inglewood project that much more impressive than Carson to them?
It solves two out of three problems. It gets the Chargers out of San Diego. Kroenke's most equipped financially to pull this off. We still have to figure out what to do with the Raiders.
This really seems to be all about getting Dean Spanos and Stan Kroenke to wrap their minds around being 50-50 business partners. Is that a sell Kroenke's going to, is he going to buy that if that's what Goodell's telling him he needs to do?
It's actually more, is Spanos going to buy it? Spanos has been really reluctant to enter into this agreement. He's I don't think he entirely trusts Kroenke. He's had concerns about the Inglewood proposal for a long time. For Stan, this is the only way he gets to L.A. Spanos gets to L.A. no matter what, whether it's Carson or Inglewood. But for Kroenke, this is the only way he gets to L.A. And he, you know, reluctantly is doing it because he doesn't really have any other choice.
Scott Reed from the Orange County Register on 95.7 The Game. And it really looks like if Mark Davis and the Raiders are bridesmaids, they're going to get an NFL dowry anyways for more money to solve their problems back in Oakland.
I think that's the answer to that issue. I mean, so I think it's the only way you make Davis go away. Spanos has been pretty loyal to Davis. You know, part of the issue is that Davis has been back and forth between saying he wants to go to Carson, saying he has to go to Carson because of the financial reality, and then coming out, you know, almost a minute later saying, I know my heart's in Oakland. And I think that's really sent a mixed message to the owners, and I think really undermined the Carson project. You know, he could go back to Oakland, you know, maybe with $300 million from the league. I guess within $200 million of the probably a billion he needs to build that 50,000-seat stadium over there. But I think that's still a long ways off. I think a much more likely scenario is that he goes to San Antonio in a couple of years.
Wow. San Antonio, you think, could really be in play for the Raiders. What if he hits the Powerball on Wednesday?
That would help.
It would be a game changer. We're reporting it would be a game changer if the Raiders hit the Powerball. Of all the owners, who has the nicest limousine?
Oh, I'm sure it's Kroenke. He has the most jacks.
Hey, Scott, thanks very much. Appreciate your time this afternoon. And, boy, if something major happens, if you could call us back, we'd love to hear from you again. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Scott Reed, we'll let him run because this meeting could happen quickly. I mean, look, think about it. They probably got 5:30, 5 o'clock dinner reservations. With traffic, they're going to want to get there. Maybe this happens actually at 4 o'clock. Ian Rappaport, this comes 45 seconds ago off Twitter. The expectation is for the Inglewood site with a second team option, first going to Chargers, then Raiders, lots of moving parts. Okay. So, if Dean Spanos, then, according to this, is just like, I refuse to cohabitate with Stan Kroenke, they might turn around to Mark Davis and go, how about you? Do you refuse to share? Mark Davis is in position to refuse nothing. This is seriously like covering the election that was so close they had to go to the Supreme Court. God forbid there's a dangling Chad at any of these votes. No Chads, except, of course, Chad Dewing, who you can hear mornings on 95.7 The Game. But that's the only Chad we will tolerate today. This is Michael. He's out on the road right now. How are you, Michael?
Hey, what's up, Damon? Second time caller. I love your show. Love you and Gianna. Just wanted to call in and chime in on this. And I actually had a question about... With the A's involved at the Coliseum.
Do it.
So the 10-year deal they have, does that automatically negate them ever, Wolf ever trying to go to San Jose again?
No, the reason why they're not going to go to San Jose is because they're not allowed to. That is the Giants' territory. It was given to them, granted to them when they stayed, and the A's completely screwed up the notion of giving away the South Bay to the Giants. But they did that. That's their fault. It shows you how great a business they really are. They're not good at it, by the way, in case you didn't catch on.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, no, and the reason why I'm asking is just because, I mean, if I had to choose, I would say, you know, if one team had to go to, you know, I'm a diehard Oakland A's and Raiders fan. If someone said, all right, one of them's going to go to San Jose or one of them's going to go to L.A., I'd say, well, yeah, I'd rather have the A's go 40 miles away than, you know, the Raiders go 300 or 400 miles away. But
hey, Michael, thank you for the call. We got breaking news. Jason Cole. Source just said that the Chargers will be given the right to relocate to Inglewood, joining the Rams. He doesn't have any caveats after that. He doesn't have the pending league vote. He says a source just said the Chargers will be given the right to relocate to Inglewood, joining. I guess we need to start saying this again. The Los Angeles Rams. All right, well, that's the latest we have from Jason Cole, and I guess that is the closest thing we have to actual conclusion or result that we've seen pretty much
so
all
far.
Day. Peter Burns is tweeting, what's incredible about this relocation situation is that I don't know one person in Los Angeles that's even close to being excited for one of these teams, much less two teams, and the only team that might have really excited the people down there is the team that may not be coming in the Raiders. Very, very, very odd. Very, very interesting day. Ian Rappaport says that a key for Commissioner Goodell is how to make sure the Raiders are happy. It sounds like the Chargers will be able to join the Rams in Inglewood. So apparently, Roger Goodell's conversation asking the Raiders and Dean Spanos, Mark Davis, to back away from the Carson agreement went well.
Right.
We still haven't seen anything in terms of a vote or a vote count or anything like that. But we have multiple people now saying, Rams, Chargers, you can write that down. Okay. Well, we just did. We will see if everyone is right about writing that down as we move into our second hour, and we will start it with Tony Bruno on a day where, who knows, the Oakland Raiders, through almost no fault of their own, look like they might be staying put. At 10 a.m. this morning, it looked like they were gone. 4 o'clock this afternoon is about to come up here on the clock, and it looks like they're staying. It's kind of a stressful five-hour window. 6-hour window for Raiders fans. Here's what I know. Our eyes are going to be tired. We're looking at so many screens.
Right.
I got a computer screen. I got a Twitter screen. I got my phone in my hand. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Nobody wants the Raiders, Damon. Wrong. Oakland fans want the Raiders. I want the Raiders here. I'm not a Raider fan, but I want the Raiders here. There's only one thing I'm sure of. And I know that this isn't my opinion. This is fact. The NFL landscape is more interesting around here with two teams to talk about instead of just one. Who could argue with that? Especially when the Raiders go 11-5 next year. Oh, did the Raiders just get their swagger back?
I think I got my swagger back.
What a day of news. Stick around. We'll have more right around the corner with the one and only Tony Bruno. Stick around. Big day here on the home of the Oakland Raiders, 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.